Yeah, okay. Today is Rav Avassar, Daf Yud Ches. We are on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Sports Alliance of the Bonds by Tashma Selababi Adayim. So we had yesterday, basically what we had yesterday, beginning the second parak, was all the certain rules about putting down mazikin in your field, how far you have to distance them from your friend's field. So there was a machlokas. The main machlokas throughout the parak is the machlokas chachamim and Rav Yossi. The chachamim say that the mazik has to be marchik. That if you have, there's somebody in one field, you can't put down a mazik into your field because you're going to damage what's going on there. Rav Yossi says no. Ala nizak lahachik es atzmo. It's incumbent upon the nizak, the person being damaged, he has to remove himself. He has to make sure he doesn't get damaged because kol osa betok shelo. If you're doing something in your own rishus, well, I don't have to care what happens in the next rishus. So Rav Yossi says it's ala nizak lahachik unless there's a concept called gire delay, which literally means arrows shoot forth. So basically what Rav Yossi is saying, if by me putting something in the field, it right away does damage, like we saw yesterday, by digging the bore, it destroys the karka next door, that's gire delay. Even Rav Yossi will agree to that, the mazik can't do that. And yesterday we saw, machlokas abayin rabba, two girsas though, we saw that, let's say you have nothing in you're the nizak, you have nothing in your land. Can I put the boar in my field first before anything is in your land, or do I have to remove it back right away? I have to be worried about causing the damage. So again, so the Rishonim discuss definitely according to the Shita Chachamim. That shaila. The question is, according to Rav Yossi, who has to have gire delay, does Rava hold his Shita according to Rav Yossi as well? Because there's nothing there right now. Big machlokas Rishonim trying to figure out what that applies to Rav Yossi as well. Anyway, so now we're going to try to go back and forth to prove either Abaye or Rava a Shita. So Tashma, Sela Hababi Adayim. This is going to be a Kasha on Abaye. You have rock that comes in the hand, which basically means it's a very, very fine land that it crumbles in your hands right away. It's very, very weak land, I guess. So Tashma, Sela Babi Adayim. Zecho per boro mikan. This one has to dig his pit on this side. Zecho per boro mikan. And this one can dig his pit on the other side of the border. Zem marchik shlosha tvachim asad besid. This one has to remove the pit from the border three tvachim, as is the other one. Asad besid. And they have to, you know, enforce it with a lime coating. Okay, so you see from here what? Zeb is a marchik. Each one has to be marchik, meaning even if no one else is there, you have to be marchik. Which is a question of Abaye, because Abaye said that if no one else is on the other side, you can bring it up to the border. Why in this case Zeb is a marchik? Even the Rishon has to be marchik at Gimel Tvachim. So, this is what we're up to. Sell Babi Adayim? Okay? So the Gemara answers Babi Adayim Shiny. Rabbi says Babi Adayim is different. This karka, this fine, coarse karka that disintegrates in your hand is different because because why? Because it's by you digging the bore, even Abaye is going to agree in this case, it's going to cause damage right away to the property next door. Because by you digging the pit in your property, you're going to be destroying the karka, you're going to be destroying the karka next door. So Gemara says, Rashi says, Haka Garcina, Babi Adayim Shiny. Oh no, that's just the other way. So that's Abaye's answer. So Gemara says, wait a second, but the karidah, my karidah. So what was the halimina? We're talking about Sela Babi Adayim, which we all know is this type of dirt that's very easily disintegrates. So what's the halimina so that you can do that? By you digging in your rishus, you're clearly destroying the damage, the karka next door. So Babi Adayim Istrichle, why? So Kadaich Amina, Kevin Babi Adayim, Liboy Nami Racha Tvei. Since you would have thought, Kamash Malan, that you don't. So you would have thought that since Babi Adayim is such terrible karka, you would have needed more than Gimel Tvachim to remove to withdraw into your property. Kamashma, that Gimel Tvachim is still enough. But the point is, it's not a shayla on Abaye, because even Abaye would agree in this case and sell a Babi Adayim, because you're immediately damaging the property next door. The whole thing Abaye says is, why do I have to worry about the future? Why should we worry about the future? Right now I'm doing it in my rishus and there's nothing there. Why should I worry about the future? Why should I project what you potentially may do? But here there's no projection. It's immediate impact right away, so even Abaye agrees. Okay. Tashma. Next. Marchikin es a gefes, ves a zevel, ves a melech, ves a sid, ves a sloy, mikotlo shel chavero, gimel tvachim of sad besid. You have to remove the gefes, which is, I guess, the tar. I don't know. What's a gefes?
The tar.
The tar? What? No, the refuse, the garbage, right. The gap is the zebel, is the manure, it's the melech, the salt, the sid, the line, the slime, certain rocks. You can't put them up to your, on you. You have to remove them gimel tbachim from your friend's wall, from the border wall. Osa b'sid, or if to lime, stop, put lime up. So the Gemara says, taimod ikukotel. The only reason why you have to remove them is because there's a wall up there. Because there's already, your friend already has something in the property that can get damaged. Halek a kotel. But if there's no kotel there, then somech. Then you can put it up. That's a kasha on Rava. Because Rava says that even if there's nothing there, he projects into the future. He's worried about potential damage that may happen later down the road. You have to figure out what the lumbus to that is. But he's worried about that down the road. So here, but here it seems to say only if there's a kotel up there, you have to remove it. Mashmah, there was no kotel there, you wouldn't be able to put this lime, or this refes, or this manure right up to the border. So it's a kasha on Rava. So Rava says, no, lo, ki leka kotel namilo samach. Even if there's no wall there, you also still cannot put these damaging items up to the border. The L.I., so why is the, what's the diuk in this Mishnah? The L.M.I. kamash malon, hai kamash malon, the hanu kasha le kotel. The mission has come to teach me that these items are very tough for a wall. I mean, these items destroy the wall. So therefore, even before a wall is put up, you have to pull them back, the gimel tvachim. Okay? That's one. That's the first question. Today's not the time. You can do it in 25 minutes. You can do it in like 3 days. This is one of the Amud Beis has there's a Mishnah Rav Aaron. Rav Aaron Cutler has a sefer, Mishnah Rav Aaron, on Hilchos Shcheinim. And I would say about half, maybe a third of the sefer is on the sugya on Amud Beis. It's a big sugya. So Tashma, but it's also a lot of technical sugya, trying to figure out what the case is as opposed to all lumbas. So Tashma, another question, another try to bring another raya from the Machlokas Abayin Rava. Our Mishnah says, Marchikin es Azrayim, Nes HaMachresha, Nes Mei Raglayim in a Kotel Shlosha Tvachim. We have to remove or withdraw the seeds and the I guess it's like the tractor, the machresha, right? The esmei raglaim and its urine minakotel shlosha tvachim. It has to be 3 tvachim away from the wall. Taima again, same clash on Rava. Taima the ika kotel. Hold like a kotel samech. If there's no kotel there, a mashma you're allowed to put up right up to the border. Kasha on Rava who says that we project to the future and we don't let you put up. Says no. Ki leka kotel namlo samech. If there's no wall, you can't put it there. Elamaika. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Elamaika mashmalon. Hai kamash malon timatunta kasha lekotel. It's common to teach us that I guess wetness or moisture is difficult for the wall. So I guess these things again the same thing. These things are being taught to tell you that these things are difficult for a wall. Therefore, according to Abaye, they're difficult for a wall. Therefore, you have to withdraw them only if the wall is there. According to Rava, you have to withdraw them even before a wall goes up because the potential. I mean, and also depending on which man the Amar of Rav we talked about, I think we're passing that Rav says his din only in a Sada Isui Laboros. So assuming this is a place where a wall could theoretically go up, you have to be worried about that potential. So, questions over, I don't know, all these are talking about are wet. Bachresha isn't something that's wet. The Meir Aglayim is wet. Zriya, I guess, could be wet because you have to water it. I guess you could say each one does something to the wall. Maybe the machresha, the vibrations damages the karka and the zrayim. I guess because it takes root, it can damage the other side. And the meiraglayim is because of the retuvus of the wetness. Okay, that's one another question. Next, Tashma. Our Mishnah says es harechayim gimel min hashachav shehin dalim min harechav. Right, we had the rechayim, you had the millstone, so it had the top part and the bottom part. So you have to remove it. You have to remove it three tvachim from the top, which is really dal tvachim. 2 tvachim from the bottom stone, which is really dal tvachim from the top stone. So the Gemara again says, "Time to ika kotel like a kotel samech." If there's no wall there, you're allowed to put it up. Another question on Rava. So lo ki like a kotel nami lo samech. Even if there's no kotel, you also cannot put it up. Elamai kamash malan, hai kamash malan the tayara kasha lekosel. That when the millstone goes around and it makes those grinding noises and makes the vibrations, that's also kasha for the kotel. Again, all these questions are, it seems to be that you only can't put these up if there's no wall. That's proves of Abaye. Kamash Lan, no, that's because come to teach us that these things are difficult for the wall. It's the same, seems to be the same kasha over and over again. So Tashma, the last part of the Mishnah, again, it says, Ves hatanu or shloshim in a kliya, shein dalim in a safa. Again, you have to withdraw the tanor, right, from your friend's wall, 3 tvachim from the base of the oven, which is really 4 tvachim from the top of the oven. Time of the Ikakotel. All this is only if you have the wall. Halekakotel Samech. If there was no wall there, then you could be Samech. So the Kashon Rava. Lo, ki lekakotel namilo Samech. If there's no wall, you also can't put it there. Elamai kamash malon. What's it coming to teach us? Hai kamash malon. The hevla koshel kotel. The oven expresses heat. It's coming to teach us that the heat is also difficult for the wall, and therefore that's why you have to withdraw, and you have to withdraw even before your friend is there, because again, Rav is projecting to the future. Next, Tashma. Lo yiftach adam chanus shel nachtumim b'shel tzvayim. Tachas otzro shel chavero. Okay, we have the duplex houses, right? So I'm on the bottom. On top is a storage house for wine, right? A wine storage is on top. So the guy on the bottom opens up a bakery or a place to dye. So there's a lot of heat and smoke that goes up. So Gemara is assuming that this heat and the smoke damages the wine on top. I don't know if it's good or bad for the wine. I thought sometimes smoke is good for wine. Depends on the wine. I don't know. So leave that to the experts. The Chachmei Mada. So Tashma lo yitach adam chanus shel nachtumim v'shel tzvayim tachas otzro shel chavero below refes bakar. And you also shouldn't do like a cattle. The cat is not a farm, but more of a barn. The barn for the underneath the that makes more sense. That what? A cow barn, give it a barn underneath, right? So the Gemara says you should do that underneath the otzer of Yevchaver. Taimod ik otzer. That's only if the otzer is pre-existing. It's there beforehand. Haleka otzer of it. But if there was no otzer on top, then I can do it. Again, it's a kashon rava. Because I was there, according to Abai, if I'm there first, I don't have to worry about what you're going to put up later, which is pashtus, I think.
This is not the exact same question.
Why? Okay.
He put up a fence, he put up a non-mobility fence, he can do anything he wants in his own border. So keeping a setback from your border makes sense. But this over here, you're projecting a future, what the person might actually have to do with this. There's a doubt.
So you think it's a bigger question than Rava?
Yeah.
Rava agrees to you in this question. Gemara says, Dira Shani. No, this is different. This is the guy's house. Okay? This guy's machlok, we showed him how to explain it, but Rashi basically says that the Dira is different because this is your house. And you're allowed, if you start doing something that's mutter in your house, you can't tell, you say you have to withdraw. I'm not exactly sure what the lama says. It's dira shani, right? The Rashba explains that since the person will use his house sometimes for a store, you know, people have storefronts in their house, you can't ask someone in their house to do what's mutter. I don't know, why is that different? What, the guy comes in later? I guess the Rimigash says the Dira Shani means, he says the other way around, the Dira Shani, therefore it's not projectable that someone's going to put up otzer of wine on the top floor of their house. Someone put up a wall, and like you're saying, on the border property makes it's possible. So he says Dira Shani, a Dira is different, and Dekanami, he goes to make a dig from the Mishnah, because it says, the Tanya Law, the Brisa says in that Mishnah, Im haya refes bakar kodemus otzer mutter. It says specifically, if the refes bakar is before the otzer, then it's mutter. You see that this din, it says, this Bryce says beferish that you can introduce the barn prior to the otzer. So Rabbi has to admit that this case is different. He says because dira shani. Tashma lo yita adam ilan samach lasada ele imkein hirchut imenu dalar amos. A person should not plant a tree next to his friend's field unless he removes or withdraws the tree from the border for 4 amos. Right? I guess you have to, why? V'tani Allah, the Gemara, the Bryce explained, Dalet amos sha'amru k'dei avodas ha'kerem. Right? The whole reason why you have to withdraw is because you want to be able to work each side of the tree. And therefore, you would used to be churish, used to plow around the tree. You need a dalet amos to plow the tree. If the tree was right up to the border, right, then the plow would come around that end, it would end up going into the other friends, the other side of the field. So Dalit Amash Omar Gadebos Kerem. Taima Mishukadebos Kerem. Haila Mishukadebos Kerem. And had it not been for the reason of Bodas Kerem, then Samich. There would be some. You would be able to put it up there. The Apagav, the Ikashrush, and the Kamaski. Even though the roots are going to take root and they're going to go underneath and they're going to destroy or do damage, potentially do damage to your friend's field. or do some damage. Do some, but right now, there's nothing in your friend's field. It doesn't do anything. So again, this is a kasha on Rava. Because Rava says you have to be worried about what's going to be later. Abai says no. So Gemara says, oh, what are you talking about here? Hakabai skinon demapsik tsunma. What we're talking about here, I think it means there's some sort of stone barrier between my property and their, and his property, and therefore the roots cannot go through. I mean, it must be a stone barrier that goes all the way, that goes down, not just stones, because the shrush go deep.
That,
what? Is that what it says? It says subterranean? Okay. Right? Because Dekanami, Dekatani, and you can prove this, because it says, Hayageder ben Tayim, if there was a border or boundary between the Sados, Zeh Somech Lageder Mikan, Vizeh Somech Lageder Mikan, then you can put the tree all the way up to the border. Because once if there's a boundary fence, I can't get my machresha around it, because I'm just going to knock over the fence. I can't go that way. The whole thing I'm worried about only that I'm going to get my machresha to go around. If there's a border, if there's a fence there, I can't go around. So I'm not worried about that. You can put right up to it. Alright, but what about, the Gemara says, but the underlying question though is, but what about the fact about the Shroshim? So it must be talking about a case where the border extends, he says, oh, there's subterranean, and it blocks the roots from going through. The only concern we have is the Machresha, and if there's a fence up, you're not going to bring the Machresha there anyway, because you can knock down the fence. Dal Ramos, it said. Right? Hirchik, Elimkin, Hirchik, Men of Dal Ramos. You say you need four Ramos for the tractor. If there's no wall in between, Abaye would say that you can just need the Dal Ramos. That's it. Right? But Rubber says you can only put it up, the Dal Ramos, there's no wall if there's some sort of subterranean rock that divides the two properties, because he's worried about the roots going through. Abaye is not worried about the roots going through, because he doesn't worry about the future, about the potential damage, he only worries about the here and now. But if there is a clear set fence between them, then you can put the, this is working out, you can put the trees right next to each other, because you're not worried about the machresha, right? So Abaye says that's all you have to worry about. Rav would also have to then have the tsunma going down to protect from the roots going back and forth. I guess you have to work it out for each shita. So ihachi, if it's true that the Mishnah is dealing with a case where there's this subterranean rock that's dividing the property. Ema seifa. Look at the seifa. Hayu shrusha b'yotzim b'social chaveiro. If you planted a tree next to the border of your friend, and the roots went through to the other guy's field, ma'amik lehen shlosha tvachim. The bala sada can dig three tvachim deep to uproot the roots. Right? Kedei shelo yakav machresha. Because he's going to, if the root, he can knock out the roots up to a level of three tvachim deep. Because three tvachim deep is as deep as you're going to plow. And it's going to ruin his machresha. You don't want the blades to get chopped up by the roots. So Gemara says, "V'idam afsik sunma, my boy hasim." If you're dealing with a case where it's mafsik sunma, what are those roots doing in my property? They should have been there to begin with, because you're only allowed to do it if there's mafsik sunma. So the Gemara says, "Hachik amar." This is what the Brisa says. Exactly that. V'ilav sunma. If there was no sunma, right, between the two, v'hayu shrushav yotzu toch shel chaveiro, and then the shrushim went into my friend's property, then ma'amik gimel tvachim kadesh lo yakev machresha. In that instance, he's allowed to go down and dig and get rid of the roots up to a depth of three tvachim in order not to damage his machresha when he goes and starts doing his plowing. Good? You good, Mati? Okay. Next case. Next attempt. Tashma. You all right? Yeah. Tashma marchikin esa ila min abor. We have, right? This is a Mishnah later on in the parak. You have a tree and a pit, right? So we say that you have to distance the tree from the pit, esrim v'chamesh amos, 25 amos away. Big distance, 25 amos. The tree has to be distanced from the pit. Again, probably because the roots will go in and destroy the foundations of the bor, and the integrity of the bor will be damaged because it'll fall apart. So taima di ikabor. It says the only reason why you have to pull out 25 amos is because there's a bor there. Halakabor samich. But if there's no bor, right, then why can't you put your tree all the way up to the border? Why does it have to be, it doesn't have to be 25 amos away. You only have to withdraw 25 amos if there's a bor. Kasha on Rava again. Rava says you have to project potential in the future. Okay, this must be talking about a case of a sada that's a sui laboros. Because even if you're projecting in the future, I mean, as I'm thinking, even if you're projecting in the future, you have to be able to project something that's probable. I mean, project that maybe he's going to put up, I don't know what he's going to put up there. So this place doesn't know, there are no boros anywhere around. I have to worry about putting a bor there. I don't know. The time of the ikabor, halekabor samich. If there's no boar, then you're allowed to put the tree right up to the border, and you don't have to be choshish that your friend is going to dig a pit, and you have to worry about that your roots are going to destroy the pit. So he goes, so low. So that's a question on Rava. So he goes, low. Ki lek a boar naimel samech. Rava says, even if there's no boar, you still can't put the tree. You have to remove the tree 25 amos away. But hakamash malon, what's coming to teach me? It's coming to teach me this year. The ad kaf hey amo up to 25 amos asli shrushim umaskin labor. It's coming to teach you that 25 amos is the limit that shrushim go and destroy a pit. Beyond 25 amos, you're safe. It's coming to teach you what the rule is for the roots. So Gemara says ihachi.
So now he's changing and he's saying that a tree has to be 25 amos.
Yeah, that's what we said.
From the
boar. No, only if there's a boar. This is a boar.
Now, we say the Rav's question to Rav is even if there is no boar right now.
You're right.
And he might put a boar there.
Which I'm thinking it has to be the Sada Suri Laboros.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. I hear your question. Because if there's no boar there, why is it different than the previous case where you only said Dalai Lama for the Machresha? It's a good point. It's a good point. It must be a place where it's common to put boros. So, Ihachi. Rava says, even if there's no boar, you have to remove it 25 amos because I'm projecting potential future damage, and I'm telling you that the amount of distance that the Shurashim do damage is 25 amos. So you have to remove it 25 amos. According to Abaye, you'd only have to remove it 25 amos if the boar was there first. If there was no boar there, you don't have to. You can. You're there first. You don't project the future. Abaye to me is more mistaber. What's more far-fetched, Rava or Abaye? Yeah, Rava's. Yeah, I think you're right. I think Pashas is like a bay. Look at, I don't know. Maybe he defines Mazik. Yeah. He defines Mazik differently. He defines Mazik as not being someone that Mazik means that you do damage. Mazik means if you do something that will cause damage, and this will potentially cause damage in the future. You can't set something up that's going to cause damage in the future. What do you mean? If it's a Sada Suri Laboros, then it's not out there.
I understand that, but that means you're relying on the person to put it right at his border. Maybe he should be having a setback from his border also.
So you're saying if the tree was there first, then the guy should pull back.
Now he's got to move back a little bit.
So that's what Rav Yossi says. That's the Machlokas Chacham and Rav Yossi. The Chacham say the Mazik has to withdraw, and Rav Yossi says, no, this guy did what's in his Rishus.
No, I understand that, but there's got to be a fine line in between the two of them.
So talk it out. What's the definition?
I don't know. No, the reason why we have setbacks today is the same reason.
Right. What? To protect the integrity of the foundation.
Whether it's because of somebody, let's say, for instance, you know, built a house right next to somebody else, and his water might change the person next to him, for instance. You know, he's in a different zone. So, there are reasons that people do things. Over here, there's got to be some sort of maybe common sense. The person may put up a fence. That makes sense.
Right.
So, staying a little bit away from the fence makes sense.
Got to be a fine line. Right, so what's the case? So the guy
I don't know what the case would be.
Which case is bothering you? This boar case is bothering you.
Well, definitely doesn't make sense.
Why? If it's a sudden.
Why? Because you're there first. Abaye makes more sense. You're there first. So now the
right, because we're focusing on the definition of Abaye. Exactly. Abaye's definition of Mazik is what we think a Mazik is. You do something, and when you do it, you're damaging the person. It's like I punched the guy. Rubber's definition may be a little different.
Is it
little? Right. Rubber's definition may be that the effect is broader. The definition of mazik is broader. His definition of mazik means you do something that potentially causes damage to someone else. You can't do that in your field. So the question is, does that, according to the Chum, that may be fine. The mazik has to withdraw it. According to Rav Yossi, who says that the nizak is the one who has to come back. So are all these cases, like Rav Yossi, does Rav Yossi agree to these cases? Are these cases geared to lit? Are these cases where it shoots out? It's, that's the running theme underneath the entire parak.
But does that mean reason that they've given 30 different examples for this thing?
Yeah, it's a good question. Why? And not one of these Mishnayos, does Rav Yossi argue or not? So Machlokas is in the Rishonim whether or not the Mishnayos and the parak go according to Rav Yossi or not. So we're not going to determine it right now. That's a Machlokas. But I think the saying here is that you're all bothered. It's the same thing. We're bothered. What is Rav's Svara? To say that there's nothing in next door. There's nothing next door, and I have to worry about it. So you're not as bothered if it's foreseeable. So all these cases though are foreseeable. You can say it's foreseeable that in a pit that's in a field that's ruuya laboros, that he's going to dig a pit
next to his border.
Yeah, because why not?
If, back it up.
No, but why? If according to the, I can do whatever I want on my property. What?
Exactly.
Your tree is damaging the boar. The boar's not damaging the tree. Why? That's only Rabbi Yossi. The Chachamim say.
No, you're right.
Why? According to Chachamim, the only person who has the obligation to remove anything is the Mazik. If the Nizak's doing nothing, and his Rishus that's permitted to do it, why do I have to withdraw? The laws say that I can dig a pit here. So I can dig a pit wherever I want. You're going to do damage to me, you have to withdraw. Rabbi Yossi says what you guys are saying. Well, just pull it back. You're being damaged. You're the one who's introducing the damage, so you pull it back. Okay, it's the machlokas. Great. Well, that's the machlokas in the Gemara. That's the tension. I hear what you're saying. Okay. so we just said that we're talking about a case that even if there's no boar, you still can't put it up to 25 amos away because the 25 amos is to teach me how far away the roots go. Ihachi, if we're talking about a case where that you have to remove the tree, even if the pit is not there, so it has to be a kasha from the Ema Seifa. Look at the Seifa. In Ilon Kadam lo yikots. If the tree is there first, if the tree is there before the boar, and then somebody else comes and digs a pit in his field, the Bala Ilon, right, the Bala Ilon does not have to knock down his tree. The Idolo Samich, Hechi Mishkatasle. But if the din is, like Rava says, that he doesn't have to, he cannot put the tree there to begin with, how's the tree there? Hechi Mishkatasle. So Kedamra Papa Lokeach, Hachanam Lokeach. What do you want the case where it's Lokeach? What's the case? Place is, I own the whole property, and I plant a tree. And then I sell half of my property within 25 amos of the tree. So in that case, I put the tree there completely beheter. And now I sold it to somebody else. So in that case, I don't have to knock down the tree. But mashma, if I did it be'isser, maybe I would have to take down the tree. I don't know, it's a big expense to uproot a tree. Maybe I would have to. So Amar Papa, Lokeach, Hachanami, Lokeach. Next, Tashma. Marchikin es hamishra min hayerek. You have to withdraw the launderer's water, which had really nasty stuff inside. It was like the wash cycle and the rinse cycle. The wash cycle had all these chemicals in there. Marchikin es hamishra min hayerek. It has to be withdrawn from the vegetables. Vesakrishin min habetzelim. There's some sort of yerek called a crazy. I'm not sure what is that.
The leeks.
You have to do the leeks from the onions. All right. I guess the leeks do damage to the onions. And you have to withdraw the mustard seeds away from the bees. Is what, right? For Gimel Tvachim, I guess it is. The mustard seeds is the point bees. I have my mustard on this side, and you have your bees on that side. So the mustard attracts the bees, and they come in, they eat the mustard. The bees, Mashi explains this, the bees become thirsty, and then they go back and they eat up all the honey that they're making on the other side. So that's the damage. Seems to me to be a little removed, maybe a grum or something like that, but assuming maybe it's a garmi, I don't know. So even if it's a grum, it's still usser. You don't have to pay for it, but it's still usser. So the Gemara, so you see from here, taimod ikayerek. The only reason why you have to withdraw the mishra, he says, marchikas and mishra min hayerek. Only if the vegetables are there to begin with. Haleka yerek, but if the yerek is not there, then summit. Then I can put my mishra, I can put my washing machine, right, not machine, my washing liquid right up to the border. It's low. No, that's a kasha and rava. Low. Ki leka yerek nami lo samich. If there's no yerek, also you can't put it right there. V'hakamash malan. Tani kasha adadi. Comes to teach us that these things are difficult for the other side. Again, it must be taken in a case where it's a field that's going to grow vegetables. I mean, if we're talking about a different type of field, talking about I don't know an equestrian plant where you do horse racing, then what's the problem? Actually, that's what I'm thinking. So hani kasha adadi. So Gemara says ihachi. If what you're saying is true, that the reason why you're marchik is even if the nizak is not there, so aim a seifa. Look at the seifa of this Mishnah. Rav Yossi matir b'chardel. Rav Yossi allows the chardel to stay there. Right? Mipnei sheyochel lomerlo, because what happens? The bees are eating my chardel also. So my chardel isn't only a mazik, it's also a nizak. This is where all the tumult starts coming in. Rav Yossi Mati Brachardo, we've been saying Lomelo, the Bala Chardo, I can say the Bala Devorim, Acha Ata Omer Li Harche Chardo Chami Devorai, until you tell me to withdraw my Chardo from your bees, Harche Devor Chami Chardolai, remove your bees from my Chardo. Shabos, but Ochlos, the Gluni Chardolai, they're coming into my mustard seeds. They're damaging me. I'm not only a Mazik, I'm also an Izak here. So the Gemara says, so what's the question? The Idolo Samich. And if Rava says that you're not allowed to put them up on the border to begin with, even if Nizak isn't there, so hechi mishkachasle. How is it possible to have the situation where the Chagal and the Devorim are right there, according to Rabbi Yossi? They can't be there, according to Rabbi, because Rabbi says you have to pull them back, right? What is the case that where Rabbi Yossi says where Rabbi Yossi says that the Baal Chagal can say the Baal Devorim, no, you withdraw. According to Chamin, they'll never be next to each other. So the Gemara says, you got the question? So Amar Papa, we're talking about a case of Lokeach. Again, like we had before, we're talking about a case of Lokeach. We're talking about a case where a person put, let's just say the Mishra, right? Or the Chardel. He put the damaging item in the middle of his field. And afterwards, wait, Rashi explains it. And afterwards, he sells part of his field. And he sells part of his field. And then the Lokeach puts the Dvorim in the other side in the field. In the other side of the field. So Rabbi Yossi says you can keep the Chardel there. Meaning you can keep the Chagal because the Baal Chagal can say you put the damage to me as well. But according to this, the Lokeach case, the Gemara's going to ask it also. According to this, Ibi Lokeach, my time of the Rabbanan. If you're talking about a Lokeach, what's the reason for the Rabbanan? Okay, why does the Rabbanan say that the Baal Chagal or the Baal Mishra has to remove himself? He put it there where it was his own property. There was nothing else there. He put a Beheter. Now he sells it. Somebody else put something in there. Now all of a sudden, the Beheter is now flipped over into something that's usher. Not tenable according to what the Gemara, the Havamin over here. But my time with the Rabbi Yossi. And another question is, what's the reason for Rabbi Yossi to make a difference between the Mishra and the Chardel? Why only by the Chardel? I feel the Mishra of Yerkanami. Even by the Mishra and the Yerik, he should be cholik and say that since the Rishon put it there beheter, he shouldn't have to be market. Why does Rabbi Yossi only argue, basically because Rabbi Yossi and the Chamer agree on five situations. So why in those five situations, if the thing was put down beheter, why? Questions are three on the Chacham, questions are two on the Rabbi Yossi. Why, if it was put down beheter, why does he have to move it down now?
Because he decided now he's going to sell his field, so he either give enough room and sell the field only to the limit where he has enough space, or
right. So you're saying part of the obligation of a seller is to sell it in a way that it doesn't cause damage.
Exactly.
So tell the other guy, like he says, tell the other guy not to put his vegetables there. I hear what you're saying. Maybe that's underlying it. The Gemara says, and here's another. We argue says Amar Ravina. So Amar Ravina, Kasabi Rabbanu Lamazik Lahachkas Atzmo. He says like sort of what Marcel is saying, that when we say Lamazik Lahachkas Atzmo, and basically I'm explaining this based on the Re in Tosfos explains, Lamazik Lahachkas Atzmo. It means that if you have anything that causes damage, you have to withdraw it. It's not that if you put something down and causes damage right away. Any time you're causing damage, you have to be Markik. Rabbeinu Chanan, Rabbeinu Tam, the gears of Ella Amar Ravina, and the Ella Amar Ravina means Ravo now withdraws all his answers previously, and all the other Mishnayos that we saw that we answered, that's because it's Kakash of the Kotel, he would agree to Abaye in all those situations. They have to work out the whole Gemara based on that. If you add the word Ella Amar Ravina, because Ella means you retract everything, so Satosis on the bottom brings down that gears. So again, Menachem, I can understand why you have so much on that. So Amar Ravina, Kasabi Rabbanan, Lamazik, Lahakas, Otatzmo. It's on the Mazik, has to be Marchik, right? And therefore the Gemara right now is holding that the Devorim and the Chardel Mazik each other, and now the Gemara is saying that the Chardel is Mazik the Devorim, sorry. According to now, the Gemara is going to say that only, this again is based on Tosos, the Gemara is retracting by saying, according to Rabbanan, that even the bees do damage to the mustard. Now the Gemara is saying that it's only the mustard does damage to the bees, but that the bees do not do damage to the chardol. Therefore, the chardol has to be markik himself, even if he was put down beheter. So long as you're doing something, as your reshus is damaging the other reshus, like you said, then you have to withdraw. So the Gemara says, okay, nichlal de Rabbi Yossi sabra al nizak lahachas atzmo. This, according to this, the what's machlokes between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi holds. He says that if you put down a mazik beheter. He says, what does he say? He says that what was there first? The chardol was there first. The devorim are being damaged. They have to withdraw, right? So the Gemara says, Iyal and Nizak, so if we're holding like Rav Yosef, that the Nizak, the one who's being damaged, is the one who has to withdraw, so I feel the Mishnah of Yerkanami. So why do the in the case of the Mishnah of the Yerka, the Yerik, does the guy, do they have to withdraw? Let them put it there also on the border, and let the other guy move back. He's the Nizak. So the Gemara says, "El olam Rabbi Yossi nami l'mazik sphere lei." Rabbi Yossi really holds that the mazik has to withdraw. So if the mazik has to withdraw, so then why is it in this case that the chardol can stay if he's the mazik? right? If he's the mazik. Rabbi Yossi says to Rabbanan, "Tenach mishra b'yarka dahani masikhani b'hani lamasikhani." I'm going to say, basically, I'm going to say, I hold that they're damaging each other. That's the machlokas, almost like a metzias machlokas. Tenach mishra b'yarka dahani masikhani. The mishra is masik the yerek, b'hani lo masikhani, but the yerek is not doesn't damage the mishra. El chado b'dvorin, but the mushroom and the bees tavayu maski hadodi. Both of them are damaging each other. Even the Devorim are damaging the mustard because they're eating my mustard seeds. Therefore, the Balak, basically, I think the lambda sort of is, I can't be, if once I'm a Nizak, I can't be a Mazik. Even if I'm causing damage. Being damaged is Mafkia, the shame of being a Mazik. You can't. That's according to Rabbi Yossi. Right? Aval Chardal Devorim Tarvayu Maski Hadadi. So therefore, Rabbanan Devorim Lachardal Maskele, like we said before, the Rabbanan say it's not a big damage. Why? Ibevinta, if you're talking about it's going to eat the seeds, lo mishkachele, they're not going to find it. It's all the way inside the seed, whatever the Matzias is, Chaman say that's not considered a damage. Ibetirpa, if they're going to eat the leaves, hadapare, I guess it's going to grow back. So it's not true damage, according to the Chachamim. You have to figure out what the machlokas is between Rabbios and Chachamim now, as to whether or not that's considered damage or not. So the Gemara asks, wait a second. The subra of Yossi Alamasi Laharchis Atzmo? You can tell me, we just said that the whole basis of this parak is the machlokes in Chacham and Rav Yossi. The Rav Yossi says it's Alanizak Laharchis Atzmo. So you can tell me now the subra of Yossi Alamasi Laharchis Atzmo? Lahatanah, and we have in the Mishnah, Rav Yossi Omer, Apal Pisha Borko, Demis Le'ilan Lok Yiko. So you have the tree and the pit. Even if the pit was there first, and then you put the tree, you don't have to chop down the tree. Shezech hofer betok shalo, vezeh no te betok shalo. Each one's doing something in his own reshus. It's ala nizok laharchus atzmo. So how do you tell me over here, the case is, ala mazik laharchus atzmo. Elos, the Gemara which retracts, la'olam Rav Yossi ala nizok svirle. Rav Yossi really does ala nizok laharchus atzmo. Okay, so if it's ala nizok laharchus atzmo, so what was the question? Then why, in the case of the Mishra and the Yerek, do we say that the Bala Mishra has to withdraw? The Bala Yerek should withdraw. Again, I guess, I'm not sure if we're still dealing with the Lokeach case or not. I'm not sure if the Gemara has withdrawn from that. But nevertheless, according to Rav Yosef, it's Ala Nizak, so then the Bala Yerek should withdraw. Why does the Bala Mishra have to withdraw? Right? Well, so the Gemara answers, the Devrayim, the Rabbanan Ka'amru Lahu. He's going into their Shita, speaking to them on their own terms. Lididi, according to me, Ala Nizak Laharchis Atzmo. The Nizak has to withdraw. Even Afilu Mishra B'yekir Lo Barichuki. So therefore, the Mishra, the guy who put down the laundry water, he does not have to be machik from the Mishra. Because it's the Nizak, he doesn't want to be damaged, let him withdraw and pull back. Elul L'Didaychu the Amiroso Ala Mazik, you say that the Mazik has to withdraw, so fine. According to your Shita, Tenach Mishra B'yirka, the Hani Maski Hani B'hani L'Maski Hani. I understand in your Shita, when it comes to the Mishra and the Yerek, because the Mishra does damage to the Yerek, but the Yerek doesn't do damage to the Mishra, so I understand why you say the Mishra has to withdraw. El Chardal B'Devorim, Tarvayu Maski Hadadi. They're both damaging each other. Again, I think the longer this is, once you're doing damage, you can't be considered, once you're being damaged, you can't be considered a Mazik. And I'm wondering, does that apply also? Two guys throw a punch at the same time. And they land a punch at the same time. They're both being damaged and doing damage at the same time. Are you no longer considered a mazik? Tarvayu maski adadi. According to Rav Yossi. You get the point. I don't know. Right? The honey maski, the honey. About chardal dvorim, tarvayu maski adadi. So therefore, once the guy is in Nizak, why does he have to withdraw? He's not doing anything. Why does he have to withdraw? I mean, he's doing something, but he's being damaged as well. The Rabbanon say, no, the Rabbanon will say, Dvorim l'chardal lo maskile. It's not damaged. It's not considered damaged. Okay, if it's ibibinta lo mishkachale, they're not going to find the seed. The ibitarpa hadaperi. But and the leaves, you don't have to be cautious because they are going to grow back and come back and grow. So therefore, I don't know how to explain this machlokas between Rav Yossi and Rabbanan whether or not that type of damage that bees eat is considered a masik or not. According to Rav Yossi, it's damage. According to Rabbanan, it's not. And that affects their understanding of the Gemara. Okay, so we still haven't brought a proof. The whole thing was we're trying to bring a proof from against Rava. So according to our Girsa, there was no question of Rava. According to the Girsa I mentioned about Ella Amar Ravina, it seems to be that maybe Rava retracted on all those things, and he only argues with the body when it comes to the bore. Because the bore, when you dig, you do the damage. According to our Girsa, we don't have a... He concludes?
Yes.
Yeah, and Bonnet, what's the last word?
The four
disputes over here. Yeah. Okay. Ayin Shom. Angel, have a good day.